Nothing beats the fragrance of linens dried in the fresh air. Our tips for line-drying laundry in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-449-8670 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-449-8670. 1-800-449-8670. Again, that's 1-800-449-8670.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 21st, the 111th day of the year. Congress established the U.S. Mint in Denver on this day in 1862. Many of us are saving some coin by rediscovering the art of line-drying clothes. Here's a few tips on putting up a line. We prefer a basic cotton line over plastic or nylon. You get a better grip with the clothespins. You'll need about 35 feet of line for the average load of laundry, but don't string it much longer. You'll need to account for the sag factor. And be sure to leave some tail at each end of the line so you can tighten and retie as the line stretches. You'll soon be harnessing both solar and wind power to save money and also save energy. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.